Before we start the show, I want to thank the thousands of you, the thousands who have read This Book Will Make You Dangerous. Many of you have told me that the book's unique way of exploring fear, confidence, and purpose has had a lasting impact, that it's much easier for you to get clarity and direction about what really matters and what you want to do in this lifetime. It's also amazing to hear that quite a few of you have read it multiple times and even bought copies for friends. So thank you again. Just in case you weren't aware, I created a free companion video course for the book. And in these videos, I walk you through the big takeaways and practices from each chapter. And I even cover some extra stuff that's not included in the book. Information on how to access the course is in newer versions of the book. And if you own an older version of the book and you don't know how to access the course, just hit me up via the contact form at triplanier.com and we'll get you all set up. And one last thing, if you're one of the thousands who have already read the book, please consider leaving an honest review on Amazon so that others can decide if it's right for them. Again, thank you so much for reading This Book Will Make You Dangerous. And now let's start the show.
You are listening to The New Man Beyond the Macho Jerk and the New Age Wimp. Your host is men's coach and group facilitator, Trip Lanier. He is joined in the studio by the show's producer, Casey Capshaw.
Are you a person that continually feels a sense of dissatisfaction in your life? Do you feel stuck as if you don't have any options to change things for the better? And what does your woman's bitchiness have to do with helping you live your life's purpose? We're back with transformational life coach Coot Blackson. Listen in as we talk about how there's nothing as bold or ballsy as loving now. Is it possible for the everyday Joe that's stuck in traffic right now listening to this podcast
Is it possible? Yes. Are we doing it as fully as available? I don't think so.
So now is it turned into a burden? Is it really like right?
The guy's got to put something onto his list?
Carry the cross, right?
One more fucking thing I got to do, right?
Well, let me ask you this. What else is there to do? Really?
Well, I got
to
pay my bills. Yeah. I got to pick up the kids.
Then
and
what?
When you pick
up the kids, then what?
I got to finish the work for
then
tomorrow.
What?
And then I got to
And then what happens?
I got to put the things to bed. There's always something. And then I go to bed.
And then what happens then? And then 50, and then what? 10 years from now, then what?
Right. You're waiting for something to wake me up.
Then you die.
You fucking die.
How do you want to die?
Yeah.
I mean, we're back to that death thing again. But if you really think about it, you don't know when the moment's going to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. It's not really about it being a burden, but really about it being a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
A celebration. And I think that's one of the beautiful things you bring to it, Tripp, is just a depth but a humor where you take it seriously, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you don't take it seriously. It's not one or the other, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like you take it seriously or you don't take it, but it's both. Mm-hmm. It's like going to watch a movie where you know this is a movie and they're not really, that didn't really happen.
Right.
But you go there taking it seriously,
mm-hmm.
while not taking it seriously.
You go on the ride.
You allow yourself to go on that ride.
I was thinking about that earlier today. When I was a child, I bought into these things, whether it was Santa Claus or these things or the games that I was playing with my friends. They were very real.
Yeah.
They seemed very real. And then as I got older, I realized there was kind of a looking back and realizing that was a game.
Yes.
That where there was it was a construct and an illusion in my imagination, but nonetheless, I really bought into it.
Mm.
And then maybe in grade school, high school, there was a social kind of expectation, a cultural kind of thing. I bought into that as well. I was more worried about that than my grades or my future.
Yes.
And then college, maybe there was another kind of construct around, I need to be prepared for the world when I get outside. And then when I'm outside, and then there's a point of it's like, so what game am I buying right now?
Yeah.
What am I unaware that I'm swimming in some game?
Yes.
And this is like the light from above going, wake up.
Wake up.
This is it.
Wake
You're
up.
In this game. You're
yes.
full of shit.
Yeah. Wake
wow.
up. It's time to wake up. You know, we don't have time to waste.
You don't have, no.
We don't have to, I mean, those people in 9/11 did not know they weren't coming back that night.
Right.
Those people in the Southeast Asian tsunami had no idea. Those people, Hurricane Katrina, they have no idea. Mm-hmm. We think we're going to come home today. We think we're going to have another opportunity tomorrow to say, I love you, mm-hmm. to our children, mm-hmm. and to our wives, and to our girlfriends. And we're just sitting around holding back. We don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
I'll do it when it's this time.
Yeah.
We're not going to get that.
You know,
time.
When a loved one has died, then we're going to give flowers, mm-hmm. throw a nice party, wear a nice suit.
Right.
Do it now.
Do it now.
I mean, on one level, it's simple. But on another level, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't have to be complicated.
I love what you said about the celebration part. And it does turn the shift out of this... the burden thing.
Yeah.
You know, I noticed that in my life when I lose my curiosity and yes. I lose my sense of humor, I'm actually gripping it.
Yes.
I'm actually really worried about life. I'm holding on too hard. And I mean, I was flying here the other day and when the plane did this crazy thing in there, I freaked out. It's not glamorous to do, but I was really like, oh, wow, we might die.
We might die.
There was a few seconds there where it really freaked out. And
it's good to face that, you know?
Yeah. But the idea of like, okay, then life doesn't turn out as it should or it should not. It turns out as it does.
As it does.
Those are the rules you can count on,
bottom
right?
Line.
Yeah.
It just is.
It just is.
And it was here before us. And it's here while we're here. And when we're dead and gone, it will continue.
So what are you going to do now? Like, what can be inspiring? What could be playful? What does it look like for you to be fully expressed?
Yeah.
Where are you holding back?
Yeah.
Or are you tolerating the people in your lives, the jobs in your lives? What resources are available? I'm getting more and more. I get emails like, well, where do I find a guy that does it? You know, how I'm stuck in this thing. And I'm glad that guys are reaching out and I get emails and
it's
try to point them out there.
Yeah.
But it really does mean like you may have to put a crowbar in your life and crack yourself out of this shell you've gotten yourself
into. And why
not?
We think, you know, many times when we're stuck, we get caught up thinking, oh my God, I'm stuck. You know, like we're in a prison and there's no door. Mm-hmm. But if we really look, like I don't have any choice. It's not, no, we have a choice. But I don't. Yes, we do have a choice.
I just don't like that choice.
I just don't like the consequences of the choice. But the moment we give up our responsibility that we have a choice. And that's why I said we have to be honest. We have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I may not choose that choice, but if you give up that responsibility for that choice, you are screwed.
It's kind of the victim-y thing.
You've been a victim. You're screwed. You got to own it. And I've just found that sometimes we think we're in a prison, but if we look closely, the door's open. The door is open.
Mm-hmm.
There's no lock on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's open.
Open the damn thing.
Well, walk through it.
Uh-huh. Now, can people do this work alone? Is this something that a guy that's kind of like in the closet about his spirituality or in the closet about kind of like, I'm into these books, but I don't, this, I'm talking about me. So I lived this
come
life.
Out, Trip.
I lived this life where I didn't tell my friends that I was reading these books and I was flying away to go on these retreats and I'd come back. But I got really clear that I could not do it alone. That being around people that saw me and appreciated this part of me. I'm curious if your experience, if you're aware that people can do it alone or is community a part of it?
I mean, I'm not going to say it's not possible, but you'd have to be pretty damn enlightened, I think, to do it alone. And at that point of being enlightened, you know, you'd be somewhere else anyway.
Because our social constructs hold us in place.
It hold us in place, but I think the eyeball can't necessarily see itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our eyeball can't see itself. So to do it alone is tough because there's so many places we want to hide. There's so many places we're invested in keeping ourselves in a certain space. So to have a group of friends or a community or group of men.
Or a coach like yourself.
Or a coach, you know, to compassionately, lovingly see who we really are and not take our lies and be willing to stand for us and hold us is an amazing gift. So the other thing is, surround yourself with a group of people that you agree to being real with and you agree that they can give you feedback and be totally real with you and sometimes it's going to be painful, but that is the soup that you get to swim in that helps you transform through relationship, you know, and yeah, community.
If I want to be pulled up, I remember that someone, I don't know where I read it, but it was, you're the average of the five people you hang out with.
There you go.
And it's a pretty scary thing to start to consider. There's yes. there's something that gets revealed because we have our judgments around about the people around us, whether we want to admit it or not. And there's yeah. things that like, it forced me when I started thinking about those things, like, huh, what has me choosing to be with these people? I love yeah. them. And it's not that yeah. I don't love to be around, but it's also like, do they challenge me?
Yeah. Do they stretch
do
me?
They
yeah.
see the gifts that I have to give? Do they mm-hmm. push me mm-hmm. to like, Trip, you are holding back. You're playing a smaller game. Mm-hmm. You can be playing a bigger game. Those mm-hmm. are the people that I wanted to be around that were able to see those things and yeah. and encourage me to express them.
Yeah.
So the idea is to surround myself
surround
with people.
Yourself.
With people that are going to encourage this development in you.
They're going to encourage it, and they're not going to settle for your BS, mm-hmm. and they're not going to settle for, you know, anything less than what they feel is who you are.
I just heard the collective men out there listening, like, my girlfriend's not going to like this.
She wants me to stay home and just keep it safe. But
you know what? I don't believe that.
Yeah? Say more.
I really feel that man's girlfriend, if he's really on and mm-hmm. full and erect and stretching and offering consciously, you know, she might say, well, I don't like it, you know, I want you to spend more time with me.
Disrupting the natural
kind of
thing.
She might say that, but on a deeper level, I feel that she will trust him more.
Yeah.
You know, initially she might be a little, which is just another test, but deep down she will trust him more that he is following his truth. It may not be something she likes or you know, it might challenge her ego.
Oh yeah.
But the fact he's following that, she will trust him more and come to respect him more with a little patience.
Absolutely.
With a little time.
I totally agree with that, and I hope you guys out there hear that yeah. it is true. It's been my experience too. Yeah. It will rock the boat.
It will a little bit.
It will rock the boat, but I guarantee that there's just, it's another one of those areas of like when we're holding back, there's something, there's that like, that yeah. kind of bitchiness, which yeah. I've experienced is yeah. like, that was always a signal to me that I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm off. And then those moments when I've been really clear may not have been the thing that we wanted to talk about or deal with in that moment,
yes.
but there was something, or there was a recognition in the moment, like, this is true.
Yeah.
This is truth.
Yeah, and it creates more opening, you know. It
yes.
creates more space. It creates more depth. It creates ultimately more love, I think, in the relationship on a deeper level.
And I think a woman, conversely, can appreciate, like, I may not like this, but I can breathe easier knowing that if something's off, my man will deal with it.
Yes.
How many men are out there that are just bullshitting, right?
Bullshitting.
They don't want to acknowledge where they are.
Yeah.
And the women are tolerating that too.
They're tolerating it, and they know it, and they hate it.
They're more sensitive to it than the men are.
They're more sensitive, and a lot of their bitchiness or a lot of the emotion or sometimes the fighting is really in reaction to that.
Right. They're trying
because
to.
Because she can feel it. She can't stand it, but it comes out in, I didn't like where, you know, where we went to dinner tonight. Or whatever the conversation is, instead of the real deal is
you're holding back
and it's making me nuts,
right?
And I'm not trusting you as much.
Yep. Oh, you know? Man, I've seen that. I've lived
yeah.
that.
That makes two of us. I'm in with you, brother.
So talk about, you've got this thing, it's called living your wow. What do you, tell me a little bit more about that.
Living your wow, you know, is everything we've been talking about.
Okay.
You know, we've been sharing about, and, you know, basically, it's the fact, again, that we all have gifts. We all have a wow, mm-hmm. a unique expression. And it's time to offer that.
Following that awe.
Following that wow inside of us, that yes inside of us, that doing what we're here to do and give. And it's like, we often live in a culture where it's all about getting what you want.
I'm only here to get something.
Get something. Get what I want. Get the car you want. Get the house you want. Get the, you know, the woman you want. Get the money you want. Get the company you want. And it's great. But mm-hmm. I say, you know, at some point you might get everything you want, but you probably at that point will reach a point of dissatisfaction. How many women can you screw? How many houses can you have? How many shoes can you have? How many, you know, on and on and on mm-hmm. until it's just not satisfying.
Right.
So I say, yeah, it's not, yes, getting what you want is nice, but it's about giving what you are and mm-hmm. giving who you are. And in order to do that, you have to be in touch with that, but give who you are. And when I say, when you're really living what we're sharing and living your gifts and living your purpose, you are living your wow, that unique expression, hopefully I can say this four-letter word, but that unique expression that the divine, that life itself is seeking, the impulse of life, that creative impulse that life itself is seeking to express through you.
We're tapping into something deeper, and being the instrument of that expression.
Fully giving that.
Yeah.
That is living your wow. Where you're, you know, living like it's your last day alive, where you're loving like, you know, it's your first day alive, where you're laughing fiercely, you know, celebrating life, and you're also letting go and surrendering to that perfect unfoldment that life is.
Mm-hmm.
That's living your wow.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Live it.
And I'm just imagining the guys out there that are like, they're hearing this and there's like, oh shit. Like, I can imagine like a resistance. Like,
of course there's going to be resistance.
Screw that. Of course. I don't want to deal with this.
Of course there's going to be resistance.
Hold on. I want to deeply articulate the resentment. Oh, man.
Chip, you do it well.
Screw this crap. But it's true, man.
I hate
there's you. Something deep in there. Yeah. You know, the image I get is like the plant that's cut off from the world. Like he's in a he's in a pot, and he's not getting his nutrients. It's like he's working so hard to get something from the outside, versus being connected to all their everything, all the energy, and like being a tool of that expression. I mentioned that a little earlier, but there's a sense of like, it just feels easier to do that. And it also feels more invigorating in my experience when I'm not in the world trying to just get something. Mm-hmm. I'm here to get something. Mm-hmm. I get invigorated by giving.
Yeah.
I actually get more out of that. Yeah. It's a cliche, right? Yeah. Well, say, do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, you're not waiting to get anything. You're just offering it, you know? And I feel like in the offering, you're alive. In the offering, you're fully here.
We actually drain our energy by holding back.
By holding back. And and living your wow is just, you're just giving and offering. And that's the aliveness. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the fulfillment. Just like the blind friend that was seeing. So
find that thing that you give that brings energy back to you.
Take the time to be in silence. Take the time to remove distractions so you can feel what that is.
What would be some practices that a guy could do today? I mean, I always try to add something that some guy right now, he can, when the show's over, he can go and do something that will put him on the path to helping himself out.
I think a couple of things, you know. Number one is something that was helpful for me is in a period of my life where I just took the daily time to sit for 30 minutes and wouldn't move until I started to feel and ask myself the question, what is my deepest gift? No distractions, no television, no girlfriend, no nothing.
No music,
just sitting. Sit in the tent if you need to, sit in the garden, but just ask it. You may not get an answer, but keep asking it, keep feeling it. Give yourself that space to feel, to feel what's there.
And is it the quality of trying to make an answer arise, or is it like a deep listening?
It's a feeling and a listening to what we already kind of feel inside, but we're just clouding.
Mm-hmm.
We're not really listening to, because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel if we take that time in the stillness to listen over time, it will emerge.
I get the image of the aquarium that's been stirred up.
Yeah.
And all the stuff's already in there.
It's all there.
It's all there, but the plants and the rocks and the fish and everything, but it's just giving it time, for the silt to settle.
The cell.
So we can see and get that information.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And receive,
you know. So on one level, it's a feminine quality, you know.
It's a recovery.
It's an accessing. You talk about wholeness, but an aspect of ourselves that is receptive, which is a feminine quality, to receive. And I'll say on another level, to be penetrated by the divine, by life, by inspiration, to receive that.
That's the energy that I was trying to differentiate there, that it is more of a reception.
It's a reception.
It's open. It's sit down, be quiet, and that just opening to what wants to show up. There's nothing to effort, in a sense.
No efforting.
Okay.
Not with your mind. or your thoughts, but just a deep listening.
So many guys I hear, you know, like, I'm going to try this meditation, blah, blah, and I couldn't do it right.
Yeah.
There's nothing to do.
No, there's nothing to do.
It's really about turning off the doing, turning off the efforting, and just
quit
listening.
Quit the distraction. And sit.
Just listen.
Yeah, and just sit.
Just feel.
And feel. And it's there. It's all there. There mm-hmm. is an intelligence inside, mm-hmm. you know, that is living and breathing us. There's an intelligence inside that is pulsating our heartbeat. There's an intelligence inside. That intelligence knows if we just sit for a moment.
There's this huge impulse of, I'm going to get what I need on the outside, right?
Yes.
I'm going to get it through my iPhone or BlackBerry or television or computer or uh-huh. this person over uh-huh. there. And this discussion is challenging to turn all of that shit off.
Yes.
And be quiet.
Yes.
And be still.
Yes.
And go inward.
Go inward.
And listen.
Yeah.
And there's that deep wisdom is in there.
Yeah. And we've been conditioned to not listen, you know, from society and our parents and television and radio and internet and media. And, you know, we live in a world that's just a giant mall that bombards us with images through mm-hmm. media constantly. So
we're hooked.
We're hooked. And we're often hypnotized.
Yeah.
Well, we think this is what we believe. We think this is my truth. We think, oh, I'm free. But are we really?
Mm-hmm.
So when you go inside and start unhooking, you can start getting in touch finally with, what do I believe? You know, right. Well, what's my truth, really?
Great.
You know?
Anything. So the sitting practice is just 30 minutes a day.
Yeah. Just sitting and listening.
Yeah.
And feeling what's there. And yeah. being willing to not distract yourself so you can actually get in touch with what's there.
Make an agreement with yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not getting up for 30 yeah. minutes.
I'm not moving.
I'll move all day long. Yeah. I'll check my email all day long. But for these 30 minutes.
I'm not moving.
For these 30 minutes.
I'm just sitting.
Yeah.
No distractions, sitting.
Make an agreement.
Lock the door.
Yeah. Commit.
And sit. See what shows up.
Yeah.
It's a start. It's a simple start.
Simple start.
I mean, and if nothing happens, just lock the door, sit on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect anything, you know, to happen. And just sit.
This sounds freaking crazy, I imagine, to a lot of guys out yeah. there, right? Like, they're give me a book to read. Yeah. Give me a CD to buy, which we'll talk about in a second. But there's like, right?
But that, the CD that Chip's going to talk about is a good thing.
But the notion of like, give me something to go do or fill up. There's more of that filling up, right?
Absolutely.
The treadmill kind of thing. Yeah. The rat in the wheel.
It's like, you know, we wake up in a box, you know, we go to sleep in a box, we eat from a box, we drive to work in a box, we mm-hmm. you know, we're going, we work in a box, we come home in a box, we make love in a box, we shower in a box, and no wonder we're just boxed in, you mm-hmm. know, the whole time. So unbox yourself.
Yeah. I like that. Great. Anything else? What about like doing something with my body?
One thing that might help is at certain times this is mainly for the men, but to stretch your body to the edge. Finding things.
I just got the medieval torturing devices in my head.
Challenging your body and stretching your body mm-hmm. to the edge.
Okay.
Pushing your body.
Challenge your body.
Challenging your body. And sometimes maybe it's running intensely
okay.
or rock climbing, but something that will push your body to the edge. I'm not saying every day. But just to kind of keep you sharp and on the edge and face to face with being in the moment fully. That's a stretch, you know, that is a death in and of itself. But just to keep you.
How to be with that intensity, stay with it.
Staying with
it. This kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier of that we're going to figure it out. It's this mind thing. And even my pathway, now I'm going to figure it out.
Yeah.
And so there is something of like, bring the body online. Yeah. Challenge the body. Yeah.
Stretch
things
the body,
around.
Move the body because so much gets processed through the body.
Yeah, a lot of people, that's a hard one. That's a hard leap.
I personally just find like things like running and stretching myself through running or, you know, yoga. But just running is a great one because it's an intense one. But mm-hmm. something that's physically intense that's going to stretch you beyond your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that for a moment is going to take you out of your mind.
And it makes you feel alive.
And it makes you feel alive. And it gets the energy moving through the body again.
Right.
And it gives you an access to start feeling again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Through the body.
Yeah. Tell me about the CD, Love Now.
Love.now.
Love.now.
Love.now. Love Now is an exciting project that I started to create this year with a dear friend of mine, a beautiful and amazing producer, Alex Gibson, who you know.
I think I know that guy.
He's a great guy, and it's a blessing to work with him. I had a vision to weave together some of my kind of inspirational message into a lyrical format. And at the beginning of this year, I started writing these lyrics. I'm not really Bob Dylan or anything, but words started to flow. And we brought on Alex to create music. So we seamlessly weave together my words, and I'm speaking an inspirational message. And we weave that together with Alex's music. So we have 13 amazing tracks on there where I'm getting people to question, what if today was the last day of your life?
Mm-hmm.
It's a simple message. That love is a bottom line. And if you look at major religions, they may not agree on philosophy or theology, but there's an essential truth that they all agree on, and that's the importance of loving.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about woo-woo, let's hold hands, but just the force of loving. They all agree on it, whether it's Judaism, whether it's Buddhism, whether it's Christianity. They all agree on loving. It's time we be bold.
It's great to have a reminder to be bold.
To be bold. It's time to step up, you know. And we have all these superheroes that shoot and jump and do all these great things. But I say the real superheroes of our generation are those that really are going to dare to stand up and love fully. And that loving is going to look unique for every different person.
Right. It's not running around and giving hugs everywhere or anything like that.
That might be, you know, Amachi's way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But your way, my way, the listener's way will be different.
It's what we were talking about earlier. It's giving your gifts.
In your unique way.
And doing it right now.
Doing it right now.
Not
so that's what the CD is about. It's about loving now.
The CD, in my experience, it disrupts the chatter, the bullshit, yeah. And this is just what happened for me.
Yeah.
You know, you gave me a copy, a few months ago,
yes.
And I was out here, and I put it on the iPod, and I was at the airport, and as I got there, they delayed my flight 5 hours, and I realized
love
I was going to be stuck in LAX for 5 hours, and I was like, I was in a funk. I was like, well, let's see if this shit works, right? I was like,
put it to the test, right?
All right, coot. All right, am I going to love now? Like, this would be the moment where I do not want to love now.
Yeah.
I want to recoil.
Yes.
I want to be pissed. I
yes.
want to tell somebody off at the counter.
Yes.
I want to lash out.
Yes.
You know, I'm hurt. I'm pissed. I want to be home.
And that's the moment.
That's the moment.
That's the moment where we need to really stretch ourselves.
Yes. And so put on the iPod and the earplugs, and just, it was this reminder, the music's great. It's really chill. It's
awesome.
It's just stuff you can put on and have on in the house, and it works. And then here you come, and I even know you, and it was just like, it's just coming in, and I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of those times. Like,
yeah.
Now would
now.
Be one of those times.
Right now.
And what I like about it is not this woo-woo kind of, hey, everybody, let's all hold hands kind of thing. You really are bringing this deep challenge.
Yeah, it's a deep challenge.
The deep challenge of, like, wake up. This is it. Not some other time.
This
right
moment.
Now in LAX, yep. when you're pissed off,
yep.
would be one of those times.
One of those moments.
I love the challenge part because I'm a little sensitive to the woo-woo thing. So it spoke to me, and I wrote you the email. I was like, hey, man,
yeah.
this works.
Yeah.
Like, I was feeling way lighter.
Yeah.
I just was reminded, and I'm like, oh yeah.
That's great.
It felt good.
Makes
so.
Me happy to hear.
Yeah.
So
I don't want it to happen again, but Lord knows it probably will.
It might sneak up on your trip.
All right, man. Well, congrats on the new CD and all
Thank
the work
you.
That you're doing.
Thank you.
If you want to learn more about Coot, go to lovenowmusic.com, or you can go to kootblackson.net. That's KUTEBLACKSON.net. Brother Coot.
Hey, brother.
Thanks
Trip.
For coming in,
it's
man.
It's a real pleasure. It's been
Let's
an
do
honor.
This again.
Let's do it.
All right, bro.
Take care.
Talk to you soon. Visit triplinear.com and let us know what you think of the New Man podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for listening.